Hello, everyone. Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network. I am here for our Tip Tuesday, and I am talking to you today about email marketing. Don't leave. I got some good tips for you. Email marketing is something that some people think is pointless or doesn't work for them, or, you know, newsletters are dead. And I want to share with you five tips of why they're important, because I truly feel that if you have a strong email marketing presence, that you can really build your business. And this is something that we talk about in our digital marketing course. And I think that this is the biggest light bulb that people see, because they didn't realize how important that email list actually was for their business. So let's dive into our tips. Number one, building the right list. This is key because, you know, I've been in business for 10 years. So Caitlin and I have been talking to people for 10 years in all different areas. When I first started my business, I was networking. Yes, networking, going to physical events up to 16 times a week. Now, this was pre-baby. This was, you know, my husband and I weren't even married at the time. We had just bought our first house, and I had all the time in the world. So yes, 16 networking events a week. And I was talking to all these people, and I had, you know, shoeboxes full of business cards. And yet I left them in those shoeboxes. I never put them on an email list, or the ones that we did put on the email list, maybe they've moved on, or, you know, to a different job or changed their email. And so that email list that we had wasn't the right list. Maybe those people weren't, you know, they weren't interested in what we are putting out, or we weren't being consistent with what we are putting out. So building the right list is number one. And you want to make sure it's the quality of people that you have on there rather than the quantity. I would rather have my email go out to 100 people, and of those 100 people, 75 to 80 of them opened, read, and maybe shared or commented. They engaged in that email, rather than maybe 10,000 where I'm only getting 10 people opening it. So you get the gist there. Make sure you have the right quality people on there, and that list is relevant to what they're wanting to learn and what you're putting out. Meaning you may have two or three or four different lists that you are building. You know, we have our digital marketing list that we're building. We have our freelance list that we're building. Then we also have our start a business, inspire, ignite list that we're growing. So we have three different lists, and on those three different lists, we talk about different things. So you want to make sure that on that list, those people, it's relevant information, because that's what's going to keep them on the list. Okay. So build the right list. Number two, start with the people you know. And this doesn't mean, unless it's relevant to what they want to learn, this doesn't mean just adding people, you know, getting that shoebox of business cards out and adding them automatically to this list. That doesn't mean that everyone you meet, you add them. This is just an example. These are all businesses that I met in the past probably 2 weeks, and not one of them have I added to my email list yet, because I haven't asked them. So start with the people you know, but ask them, you know, hey, I have this email list. This is the type of information I'm putting out. I know, you know, hey, I see that you're a business owner. You may be interested in some social media, digital marketing tips. We put out a weekly email. You know, we'd love to have you on your list. Are you interested? Sure. Then you can add them or send them the link to sign up. So start with the people you know. Start with your networking events. Look at the business cards you do have, send them an email, let them know what you're doing, and ask them permission to add them to your list. Number three, give value. What's in it for this person? Why would they want to join my list? And this is where your blogging, your videos, your free little tips that you're putting out on social media, this is where those come into play, because you're giving value to the people on your email list. So for our digital marketing email list, we talk about social media tips, We talk about digital marketing, you know, like I said, email marketing, but then we also talk about like the how to's. Here's how you do this. Have you thought about doing that? Maybe you are a local event planner, so you want to put out, you know, local events. This is also great for, you know, realtors. You want to be a resource. So it's really about looking at giving first. What is that valuable information that your tribe, your audience is already looking for? So for realtors, if you're in a specific area, you want to be talking about like the local events, maybe local sales, local businesses. So people that are moving to the area or your audience that maybe you sold them a house in that area, they're on the list, they're getting something out of it. This is also great for the service industries, the brick and mortars. Think of who your tribe is and what do they want to hear. The other really cool thing with your email list, and this is how we grow our email list, is creating a content upgrade. And this is when they, you know, this is a free offer. So we have a ton of different free offers on our website. And based on that free offer, then you get put into that list. So we have a free 31-day to freelance business. If they sign up for that free download with their name and email, they're giving us permission to add them to that list. They get the free download and then they continue to get our emails as we send them out. So creating that content upgrade, maybe it's, you know, 5 myths about this or how to do this or 3, whatever your industry is, that's where your content upgrade is going to come in. And then once they opt into that email list, they're opting into that free download. They get the download, so they're already walking away with something valuable, and then they're getting all this other value that you're sending out, whether it is once a week, once every other week, or even just once a month, figuring out what that strategy and schedule is for you and your business. Number 4, connecting with your tribe. You know, email is the number one way to communicate with people. I know people don't think that, but I'm, you know, there's only a few clients that I text. I'm not going to Facebook message my clients. Well, some of them I do, I guess. I shouldn't say I wouldn't, but most of the time it's email. And I know that we are bombarded with tons of email. I mean, just the spam emails alone that I get, you know, but the emails that people that I've subscribed to something, the people that I want to support, that I want to learn from, that I love when I see the information because I value it, I get something out of it. That's when I see that they're able to connect with me and how we can use our email list to connect with our tribe. And this is a great way to be able to, you know, when you have that right list of people, those are your cheerleaders. Those are the people that want to see you succeed. They want to buy from you. They want to support you. They want to share your information. So being able to personalize those emails, and also, you know, you're not always talking about business, but maybe you're bringing a little bit of your personal life in here. But you're also able to, this is kind of a safe spot in a way where your email subscribers, if they're the right list, they're your diehard fans. They're not leaving you, you know? So this is a great way to be able to get feedback from them. Maybe you're thinking of implementing a service or a product, or you're wanting to know about if you were to adjust pricing on something, how would they feel about it? You're starting your blog and you want to get ideas on different blog posts or videos. Getting that feedback from people that truly trust you is amazing because they are going to be real with you. They know you, they have been following you, or they've been on your list. So they want to give you that valuable that valuable feedback to help you grow even more. It also is a great way to be able to have exclusive sales. So, you know, we're holidays, I hate to say it because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only September. Holidays are right around the corner. So having those, you know, maybe pre-Black Friday sales or that Black Friday or Cyber Monday or Christmas, whatever it is, even if you have a service, but be able to offer those exclusive sales to your audience. And also, you know, it's personalizing the emails, but it's really about building those relationships. And trust and building relationships are huge to me. That's like my why. Why am I in business? Because I love building relationships with people, being able to connect them, that they trust us with their social media marketing, with their digital marketing. You know, they know that we know what we're talking about and they want us to coach us through it because they trust us. that is golden to me. So being able to build those relationships goes right into the fifth thing, your call to action. You're putting in all this hard work to your email list, putting this value in there, making the blogs, making the videos, the products, whatever it is. And so having that call to action, and it doesn't, if you're sending out a weekly email, you know, you don't have to have a call to action in every single email, but maybe a monthly. You know, what is that call to action? Maybe it is offering a sale. Maybe it is saying, hey, this month, you know, I've seen a lot of, this is my birthday month, and so 20% off of products or free shipping for the whole month of September. That's really cool for that call to action for your tribe of people. If you have a service, like for us, we can say something along the lines of, you know, like, you know, here's your first step to creating your digital marketing strategy. Here's your content calendar. You know, have that call to action to get them in those, in that right direction to sign up for our coaching program. So you need to figure out what your goals are, but having that call to action is really important because, again, these are your cheerleaders. These are the people that want to work with you, that want to see you succeed, and they're going to make it happen. They're going to share it, even if they're not, you know, they don't, maybe they aren't going to buy that product or buy that service, but they know 5 to 10 other people that could. And because they like, know, and trust you, they're going to forward the email to the people that say, hey, you would benefit from this. I think you should sign up with them. Or, hey, I thought of this, I saw this product and thought of you. So that is why email marketing is so beneficial for your business. And it doesn't matter what business you're in. Products, services, brick and mortar, the service industries like realtors, plumbers, AC companies, carpet cleaning, having that email list and being consistent. So now you have these people in here, give them some, like number three, give value and be consistent. Figure out that schedule. Is it weekly? Is it biweekly? Is it monthly? Whatever it is, figure it out and stick to it and build that list. If you guys have questions or are interested in how to do this for your business, please let us know. Thanks.